It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Blockchain Business is brought to you by Flow Business. Switch things up.
One of the stated goals of any regulator is protection of the consumer. When it comes to cryptocurrencies such as Ethereum and Bitcoin, the question arises, who is this consumer? And is protecting the consumer anything to do with prohibition? Welcome to another edition of Blockchain Business, where we follow global developments in money, finance, and business and seek to make it relevant to jobs and careers for Barbadians. Our thanks to sponsor and partner Flow. When negotiations broke down with the world-leading crypto assets firm Binance earlier this year, the reason we heard was their non-compliance and unwillingness to accept certain and clear commitments. The interest of the consumer and need to protect the consumer was uppermost in the collapse of the talks. Well, so we were told. But who are these consumers of cryptocurrencies in Barbados? How many are they? And what protection has consumers ever been asking for? In the traditional world of business, there have been individual and corporate activities which led to investors being scammed or losing money. There was the Trinidadian firm Trade Confirmers, which went belly up in 1983 after some Barbadians were attracted to promises of high interest rates and sunk their lifelong savings into it. More recently, there was the leading Caribbean firm, Clico. Government came to the rescue of many consumers after several years and is now preparing to bring into force solvency regulations. There are well-established, well-financed crypto assets companies globally, which however offer positive interest rates on investments. Among the services is staking, where selected cryptocurrencies earn the holder positive as against negative interest rates. The creative industry may earn from a global marketplace through minting their work as non-fungible tokens, NFTs. There are decentralized services such as custody, much like a bank, savings, and deposits. The U.S. stock exchange NASDAQ has just announced it is planning to offer Bitcoin custody in June of this year. Research undertaken by Blockchain Business notes that the global marketplace is relatively small but growing. Out of a global population of 8 billion plus, the United States has 48 million who own some form of cryptocurrency. Next is India, 27 million, Pakistan, 26 million, Nigeria, 22 million, and Vietnam, 20 million. The cryptocurrency payments company AAA also reported that 63% of these holders of cryptocurrencies are male, 37% female, 72% are aged under 34 years, 71% have a bachelor's degree or higher. The average crypto earner has an annual income of US$25,000. So who exactly is the regulator in Barbados protecting or maybe prohibiting when it comes to regulation? Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be informative and interesting, do stay tuned every Monday and Friday morning for more, much, much more on the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.